Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When he gave Adam authority in the earth, it wasn't just pretend authority. He really gave him the authority in the earth. And when Adam bowed his knee to the enemy and handed that over to the enemy, well then, you know, people say, why didn't God just come in and straighten that thing out? Well, he'd have been a usurper. He would have overridden what he had done in giving man the authority. It had to come another way. A man had to do it. Because man had the authority. And here's where Jesus came in. Hallelujah. He was God from the beginning, but he laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. And as a man, he could do what he did in the earth. As a man, he could offer the sacrifice. As a man. And as a man and a woman, we ask the Lord for something in the earth, then he has a legal right to do it in the earth. Asking is important. Maybe sometime we'll just spend some extra time on this area. But for right now, do you see enough scripture? Did he say ask?
Yes.
Then you ask. Did he say you have not because you?
Ask not.
Well, if you don't have, then what should we do?
Ask.
Ask. Ask. Now turn right on over to, you're there in James, aren't you? Well, just back up a page or so. To the first chapter, and let's remind ourselves of this. James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, what do you do?
Ask God.
Boy, you see a lot of this in the Bible, won't you? If you're lacking wisdom, what if you're lacking money?
Ask God.
What if you're lacking strength or whatever? What do you do?
Ask God.
Ask of God. He gives to all men liberally. Aren't you glad? Well, that's what Matthew said. Ask and what'll happen? You'll receive. And he upbraids not. He won't taunt you and upbraid you for being dumb. You won't say, Lord, I'm asking you for some wisdom. And he'll say, yeah, you need some. You ought to be asking. Dumb as you are. Aren't you glad he's not that way? Well, you ought not be that way either. Right? Somebody blows it and they mess up. And they come to you and ask for help. You don't say, well, I told you if you'd listened to me, you wouldn't be in this mess. I tried to tell you, but no. Now you come back asking for help. Hey, I know somebody else that's asked for help before. Before the Lord again and again, missed it in the same area again and again, and was just dumb. So don't do that. Show mercy.
Show mercy.
I said show mercy, and then you'll qualify to reap mercy.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, it's one thing that makes me love the Lord. He is so gracious, I'm telling you, you can mess up 99 times in a row and come back and really repent. And he says, I don't remember that other stuff. Just come on in here, let's get the job done. Amen. Oh, he's so good. And if he's that good and he's perfect, certainly you ought to be like that, being imperfect. So if you lack wisdom, what do you do? Ask. Of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and what'll happen? What? It shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now, it's not just asking, but asking in faith. How would you know if you asked in faith or not? It's revealed when you get done praying. Right? Do you believe he heard your prayer? Do you believe your request was granted? Are you expecting to see the results? Or do you just keep asking and just keep asking and just keep begging and keep begging and keep begging. Please, Lord, heal me. Please, Lord, heal us. Please, Lord, heal us. And ask 1,000 times. Well, that's vain repetitions. It's unbelief. It's wavering. Yeah, I think he heard me. Oh, I don't know. I don't feel like he heard me now. I think wavering, vacillation. What about the person that does that? What did he say? He that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. What does that mean? Any external thing will move you. Good report and you feel good. Bad report and you lost the victory. Are you with me now? Symptoms improve? Oh, yeah, he hurt us. Symptoms worsen? I guess he didn't. Well, see, that's a person walking completely by sight. There's no faith involved there. It looks good, you think it's good. It looks bad, you believe it's bad. You're like a thermometer. Right? Whatever's going on around you, if it's hot, you go up. If it's cold, you go down. It's, you know, we're not supposed to be that way. We're not supposed to be just responding to everything around us. We're supposed to be standing and changing things around us, that they conform to our faith and to the word that we're standing on. Right? Then you can't be vacillating. You can't be moving back and forth. The Lord directs you to start a business, and you start it, and you have a rough week. You think, well, I don't know. Looks like maybe I wasn't supposed to do this. A rough week is not the leading of the Lord. You either heard from the Lord or you didn't. Did you hear me? I mean, with the church, you know, I can't day to day try to see what's going on and see if I'm supposed to stay here in Branson or not. Somebody was mean to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to stay. So-and-so didn't come through on what they said they was going to do. Maybe that's a sign I should leave. It's sad that so many people are such babies and they're so led by their feelings. And any little problem comes up, well, maybe it's not God. You're not led to be led by external things. We're to be led internally. Amen. By the solid witness of the Lord, by the unchanging word of the Lord. We're not moved by every wind and wave. Mm-mm. If it was God yesterday, it's God today. It'll be God tomorrow. He doesn't change. He doesn't change his mind every other week about where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. Right? Aren't you glad he's stable? And when you walk in him, you're stable. He said, verse 7, let not that man, the man that's wavering and being moved by everything, don't let him think he'll receive anything of the Lord he won't receive. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Say it out loud, I'm not unstable. I don't walk by sight. I don't walk by my feelings. I don't walk by circumstances. I'm unmoved. I stand on the word. Amen.
Amen.
So if you need something, if you lack something, wisdom, money, health, strength, whatever it is, you have a right to ask. And when you ask, believe that he heard you. Right? Believe that you receive. And then expect. What if it looks worse? Don't let it move you. What if time passes and it looks like he didn't hear your prayer? You're not going by feelings to know if he heard your prayer. Go to 1 John again, please. Notice that phrase. Now, you have not because
you ask not.
You ask not. And then he said, even if you ask, if you don't ask in faith, you won't receive. So you must ask, and you must ask in
faith.
Now, please don't think you already know all of this. Man, this is so vital. Are you doing it? And I can tell you, if you're doing it or not, are you getting results? If you're doing it, you're getting results. This works all the time. 1 John 5. We looked at this last week, but I want us to look at it again. 1 John 5 and 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we what? If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. How would we know it's his will? Well, that's one reason we read our chapters every day.
Yes.
Monday through Friday. Is that right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we'll know what the will of God is.
Yes.
His word reveals his will.
Amen.
Jesus, his entire life, revealed the will of God. Everything you see Jesus doing and saying in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the manifest will of God for all people for all time. What did he do? Healed, delivered, helped. Amen. Worked miracles. That's the will of God. Always has been, always will be. Everything in the Word reveals the will. If we ask according to his will, we know he heard us. Now, that doesn't say you got to have a hot flash or a cold flash or a goosebump. That's not even mentioned in here, is it?
No.
What if you ask and you don't feel a thing? Could you know whether God heard you or not? Yeah. If you know you asked according to his will, you know he heard you. Whether you felt something or nothing, or not sure what you felt. Now thank God for feelings of God. Thank God. I mean, I've had some marvelous feelings in the Lord. I'm telling you, feel like you're about to float away. Thank God. But you know, there's been some times that I've prayed for people before and didn't feel a thing. And they got one of the greatest miracles you could talk about. And they didn't feel a thing. I talked to them later. You know, did you feel something? I didn't feel a thing, Brother Keith. But completely healed of a terminal disease. Well, that's what it's about. Right? Ain't about if we had a hot flash or a cold flash. Right? People put too much emphasis and focus on emotional feelings where prayer is concerned. Yeah, we ought to get close to God and have some wonderful feelings in the presence of God. But when we walk by faith, we don't have to have a feeling to know he heard us. Right? How do we know he heard us? If we know that we asked according to his will, we know. Don't you like this?
Yes.
No, we know. We know he heard us. We know he did. Now keep reading. What else? This is the confidence that we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, what else do we know? Whatever we ask, then we know. Man, I like that, don't you? Know.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.